Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." Now Paul writes to his young apprentice, Timothy, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it." Seminarians and deaconess students, summer Greek students, and today now Christ Academy students, you have all been drawn to this place. To continue in what you have already learned. You are here to continue in Jesus' word. You are here to continue what was already started. Who was it for you? Faithful parents, or perhaps grandparents, who told you the stories of the Bible and brought you to the services of God's house? Persistent pastors who instructed you in the catechism. For Timothy, it was a faithful mother, Eunice, and grandmother, Lois, who first taught him the scriptures. From childhood, Timothy had learned Holy Scripture, those writings that made him wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. And Paul himself was Timothy's tutor in faith, mentoring him in the workmanship of rightly dividing the word of truth. And now Paul exhorts Timothy to continue in what he has already learned. Several years ago, a German theologian, Helmut Thielicke, wrote a little book reflective of his long experience with teaching future pastors. It was entitled, "A Little Exercise for Young Theologians," and after 40 years, it still wears well. One of the maladies that Thielicke diagnoses in theological rookies is the tendency toward novelty. As he tells of first-year seminarians who then at Christmas break go back home, equipped with the latest results of theological scholarship and ready to set straight the mere catechism faith of the members of the congregation. Well, here the apostle shows us a more excellent way. Theological education, you see, is not about moving beyond what you learned from those who faithfully taught you God's word, but rather it is about growing deeper into the scriptures. It is about continuing in those things which you have learned because you learned it from those who were faithful to Christ Jesus. And so seminary exists to immerse you into the Holy Scriptures because the scriptures are breathed out by God. They are inspired by His Spirit. They are His Word with the power to make you wise to salvation through faith in Christ alone. They are therefore profitable, Paul says, for teaching, for they impart the knowledge of the ways and will of God centered in Jesus Christ, Himself the Word made flesh, crucified for your sin, and raised by God for your justification. They lay open for you the mind and heart of God, declaring that God is for you in Christ, for you in every way, your brother and your Savior. They function to correct and reprove, drawing us away from our own self-chosen and dead-ended paths to the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. They provide competency for every good work born of faith, and directed in love to the need of the neighbor. And so it is fitting, on this second week after Pentecost, that the lectionary provides us with a text that we have come to know as the Sedes Doctrina, the seat of the doctrine, of the inspiration and authority of the Bible. For God's Spirit will not be separated from His Word. The Spirit who spoke by the prophets continues to speak in and through His Scriptures. We do not look behind or above the Scriptures to find the Spirit, but rather we listen to the Spirit who speaks to us in Christ Jesus. And there is no other Jesus than the one proclaimed by the prophets and the apostles. A 19th century hymn of non-Lutheran origin says, "Beyond the sacred page, I seek you, Lord." Well, that's not where believers look, beyond the sacred page. Believers do not look beyond the sacred page of Scriptures to find the Lord, for the Lord Jesus has wrapped Himself up in the words of the Scriptures. To hear their words is to hear Him, for He is at the very heart and core of the Bible. One theologian of the 19th century put it like this: "The Holy Scriptures, therefore, are nothing less than the ongoing Pentecost miracle." Pretty good definition of inspiration. That is why we are gathered here at this time and in this place, to continue in what we have learned. Or to use the words of that sturdy old prayer, we implore God, who caused the Holy Scriptures to be written for our learning, that we may then in such a way read and hear and mark and learn and inwardly digest them, that by the patience and comfort of His Word we may embrace and ever hold fast the hope of eternal life. God grant that, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.